All right. Good morning. Eating some mushrooms. 7:40. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo.
What's up? All right. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? A great place with room to grow, awesome starting pay, amazing benefits, something to fit pretty much every style and family size. They got you covered, and it's just an awesome place to work. So check out more special-lite.com and get started right here today. That new career with Specialite in Southwest Michigan. Today is no household work day today, which is my favorite day. Yeah.
Hey, it's no household work and National Beer Day.
Oh, damn. I didn't even put that to you.
That's a 1-2 punch, man.
Yeah, I'd be very unproductive. So your topic for today, what household chore do you hate with a passion? All right. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter every time you do it. I'm just going to give you mine, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this. Effing laundry is the worst.
It's got to be the number one.
Dude,
right?
I hate it with a passion. And I know there's some people out there like, that's nice. It's very relaxing, and you fold it, and you get everything all clean. I hate laundry. I hate it. I hate everything about it. I hate
it. It does suck because you got to wait for it, then you got to reload it and, you know, unload it and fold it and prepare it. There's so much work.
And it's never effing done, Hunter. All right? It's never done. Think about that. There's never a point, I don't think, in my adult, because unless you're doing laundry naked, you still have dirty clothes, all right? So it is constant. It is a never-ending cycle from the day you're old enough to do laundry till the day you die. It's never done.
Next billionaire is the guy or gal who invents this. I walk into my house, I take my clothes off, and I just throw them in a basket of some sort. I don't have a barrel. I don't know what it is.
Yep.
But it takes it to the washer. It washes it, then it takes it to the dryer, and it dries it, and it folds it and puts it right back into the closet, hanging up.
Yeah.
No, God, dude, how awesome would that be?
You described something that we won't see in our lifetime, and that upsets me because that's exactly what. Why? Okay, why? You know, we got all these other stupid gadgets and other things. Why has someone not figured this out yet?
Please. Because it sucks. Nobody likes it. Is there anybody out there that's like, oh, you know?
If there is,
I enjoy it. I kind of like laundry.
I don't trust them, not one bit, because no one should enjoy that. All right, there's
have
nothing.
Have you tried anything else, anything?
Are you like me, Hunter, where if you do finally get it folded, it stays in the laundry basket folded for...
you don't want to touch it. You'll start only wearing like 2 shirts because
you did all the work. You got it out of the dryer. Somehow you mustered up enough motivation to fold that basket. And now you're like, instead of putting it away, you just leave it there
in
the basket.
It's a masterpiece.
Oh, my God. I effing hate laundry with a passion.
Laundry. Yep. I'm right there with you, bud. For real. But because I knew like laundry and, you know, some of the household chores would be up there. Yeah. How about this one? Killing the spider. I don't like killing the spider, man.
Your wife makes you kill. You're scared of bugs, at least big bugs anyways. So.
You know, I'm not like real fond of them, but I don't have like a phobia. I'm not like terrified of anything.
I have seen Hunter his pants with the spiders.
It's just her and I. And when you see that spider, it's like, man, I know she's not going to do it. I'm the only one.
You're sitting there, your knees just clacking as you're walking up, holding that little piece of tissue.
Here's a life hack I saw. It's like, just get the vacuum and suck it in. But then I'm like, dude, then you got this spider in your vacuum. He's going to get back out. He's going to be all pissed off. He's going to come murder you. You know, I don't want to kill the spider.
That is a good answer because I usually have to kill all the big bugs. Kiki will get the stink bugs, but yeah, spiders or
you ever get
other
one of those basement bugs, those ones that have like 100 legs?
I leave them alone. Honestly, if they're in the basement, I just say, you know what? Do your thing down in the basement. I won't bother you. You won't bother me. But if you go up the stairs, we're going to have problems. You know,
you can live rent free for the summer. Just get out of here during the winter.
I get that basement bug sitting up there in the corner smoking a cigarette like, hey, bud, I was here first. So just so you know, I will bite you if you try.
I've been here for 100 years. How long have you been here?
No, and this is my corner of the basement. You get that corner, we're going to be fine.
You cockroach.
Jeez, look at that thing. He's huge.
Yeah.
I saw him doing chin-ups the other day when I went down. I'm like, I'm not messing with that bug. I'm not doing that, man. Yeah, that's a good answer. That's a good household chore.
I don't want to kill the bug, man.
God. Yep. God, they're always there. Always there. The only other thing I was thinking, I don't know if this counts as household chores. This might be considered yard work, but raking leaves is the other thing that
see. So I just don't do it.
You don't.
Nah, I'm telling you, my come look at my lawn. It looks fine.
It's terrible.
It looks fine.
It's just awful. You're the neighbor.
It's just like the neighbors, dude. It's fine. I haven't raked a leaf in my life.
You're the neighbor everyone hates. Right? You're the one bringing the value down.
The only thing I would do with leaves, my mom would break it when we were real little. She'd break the leaves in the yard. We had a big yard, too. And my brother and I go douse them with gas and blow them up. Boom!
Wait, just do that in your city, right? You're right there in a nice suburb of St. Joe. Go ahead, do that. See what happens.
Raking leaves does suck.
Oh, it's the worst. Not as bad as folding laundry, though.
Especially when they're wet if you don't get them right away. Oh,
terrible. Yeah. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook.
What? You know where all those leaves are?
Where?
In your gutter.
You bastard. Yeah. Don't you dare bring up my...
It's a nightmare for Brock.
Keep my gutter's name out your effing mouth.
Yes.
Hey, keep my gutter's name out your effing mouth.
All right,
Don't you dare talk about it. I will slap you over my gutters, all right? I will slap you over my gutters. Those things, you could eat off of those, all right?
You do have a passion for your gutters, that's for sure.
That's right. All right, that you tell a lot about a man about his gutters, all right? My gutters, clean, all right? Yours are all full of crap and whatnot, yeah. Anyway, yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What household chore do you hate with a passion? We'll be back. Well, good morning. Welcome to it, the Danger Zone.
The Danger Zone.
It's 7:56. Brock, Tom. That's right, I'm Tom.
Sounds kind of dangerous.
Sounds kind of dangerous. I'm Tom. You're Hunter, you're Goose.
I know, you want to be Tom Cruise. I get it. You lay in bed at night with your hands crossed, wide awake, looking at the ceiling.
Can't wait to grow up to be Tom Cruise. your topic for today, what household chore do you absolutely hate with a passion? Let's take a phone call here. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I got two of them for you this morning.
Go for it.
One of them, doing dishes.
Oh, yeah. See, we have a dishwasher, so it's not too bad. That's why I kept it off my list.
So do we, but you still got to get them somewhat prepped. You can't just throw them in the dishwasher.
Sure you can. Just run that thing like 3 or 4 times. They'll get clean.
And the other one, and this goes out for the people with the kids, they're going to understand where I'm coming from, picking up the living room or picking up their bedroom.
Oh, very nice. See, I haven't had to do too much of that, but I'm sure it's going to be very soon for me. Very soon.
Wait for it. You will find crap you didn't know existed.
I love it. All right, man. Good answers.
Yeah, have a good one.
Later, bud. Your wife has to do that for you, doesn't she, Hunter?
Exactly. Right. You know what? I look back at the day. We had like a big barrel of toys. And we wouldn't, just go pick out a few of them. We'd just tip the barrel over.
Just everywhere. Yeah.
Every day. Yep. Every day, man.
And here's the thing, Hunter. Do you remember
picking
them up?
Mom would have to clean it.
Yep. Mom was out there. That's why she got a bad back, just over there picking up your toys every single day. These damn kids, I swear to God.
They're the crappiest toys, dude. You could have thrown half those things away.
No, I ate them. good answer.
Did you ever have that big football? The big football, toy bin?
No. I know what you're talking about. The big plastic one, and you'd open it up.
Yeah, the big plastic football.
No, I had, a little it looked like an old, pirate's chest. That's what I had a lot of my
toys. Oh, yeah, so, yeah. That's sweet, too. Yeah.
That's where I had my baseball cards and my gum and my yo-yo and my slingshot.
And when you were a teenager, that's where your porno mags went, right?
That was tucked underneath inside the music case in the back.
All right, Kevin McAllister. What are you going with your buzz and stuff?
Dennis the Menace and Kevin McAllister all in the same. Fantastic. Let's go to Facebook here. And honestly, going back to your comment you made earlier, Hunter, the first billionaire, or if you want to be a billionaire, figure out how to take care of laundry, because that's probably 90% of the answers is folding clothes, laundry, all that.
Nothing fun about it. There's nothing good about it.
Yeah.
You know, the only good time, I had a good time doing laundry. It got so bad one time. This is before I knew my wife. It got so bad at my old apartment one time. My mom's like, hey, you know what? We're gonna have a laundry day someday. I'm going to come over. I'm going to help you. She made it all nice, you know, basically she was saying, hey, you're a dirtbag. I'm going to come over and help you clean because you can't do it yourself.
I honestly, am concerned about my overall hygiene when I left home, right? Because when I went to college, like, there was a time, Hunter, actually, since
I focused on hygiene and keeping things clean in college,
right?
That's for
like,
sure.
I there was a time, quite a bit of time, where I was away from home as a young man living in near Chicago, going to college when I was out in California. I look at how I do laundry now. I can't imagine how poorly I did my laundry before. Like, that's, you know, that worries me a little bit. Like, God.
Shouldn't expect me to do laundry. I can't even concentrate on college at college.
You know? Oh, yeah, I'm going to make time to do laundry. Yeah, sure thing, Ma. Sure thing. I think we could probably just chalk it up as that. I mean, dishes are on there. There's some mopping and stuff, but...